tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
He's back with us.
Hello, everybody.
That little acapella. Right. Little tune.
I still got it.
We certainly do.
As you had lost it, Tony.
Tony Mars in the house.
Yeah, full panel.
Right.
Well, what's up, Dance Mom Junkies, and welcome to tonight's recap. Yes! Of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms After Show. I first want to say thank you all so much for your support. Thank you for subscribing and giving our videos a thumbs up, the comments. You can always get on our live chat roll throughout the episode. Tweet us at hashtag ABTV Dance Moms. You can always tweet moi directly at Candace_Camacho. And I've had such a good time this week with your tweets. I got a heads up on 4 amazing videos. So thank you so much to Nicole Sullivan and at I Am Sarcastic 18. And we're actually going to talk about that video that you sent me of Mia later on in the show. So hopefully we're already buds out there. But if we're not, I'm your host, Candace Camacho. And we've got a full panel tonight. So I'll start over there with that sassy redhead.
Oh, hey. Hi, everybody. I'm Christy Olson. I love your tweets, too. Keep sending me all the good stuff at Christy Reports.
And hello, everyone. I'm Tony Moore.
You guys can tweet me
at Lounging with Tony.
Yes.
Hi, guys. I'm JJ Snyder, back again to talk to you about everything in the dance world.
Right.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at J2 Snyder.
Yeah, well, speaking of the dance mom world, Tony, how was Australia?
Yes.
Australia was a lot of fun. I will admit, I went into it a little nervous because I thought, even though I know Abby, I was just like, oh boy. But it was actually a lot of fun. There were so many young girls and young fans who absolutely loved the show, including some guys as well. And actually, shout out to our Aussies down there who watch AfterBuzz when I was there.
Yeah!
One girl, I believe her name is Maddie, if I'm not mistaken. She stopped me and she said, "You're from AfterBuzz." And I was like, I didn't know you guys watched it all the way in Australia.
Very cool.
And big shout out to all and everyone that I met doing all of the events. It was interesting and spectacular.
Tony, tell me and remind anyone who's listening who doesn't remember what your role was, what you went along for.
I hosted Abby's Ultimate Australian Tour.
Exciting.
And they had a master class where they got to learn choreography from the girls, and Gianna and Abby also taught, you know, how to stretch and be a better dancer. There was also a girl party where it was like a mix and mingle with the girls.
I saw you breaking it down at some point with the girls up on stage, dancing to all the single ladies.
The girls caught wind that I know all the choreography to Beyonce Single Ladies.
Ooh,
and so they would randomly go, "Tony knows the choreography to Single Ladies," and would make me do it in front
of
the group. How
fun.
Yeah. And then there was a show quest, which is like a showcase, and the girls performed a lot of the numbers that you saw or have seen in the show. So they performed Orange is the New Black, Frozen Together, a lot of their solos, like Mackenzie did Tick Tick Boom. So it was it's a lot of fun. And then throughout that particular show quest, Abby would kind of explain how Dance Moms became a show and where it originated from and all that. So Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, how so neat. It was fun. So when those episodes start airing, I can kind of give
more,
details and insight into that, because it was very interesting. Yeah. I mean, we literally walked off of a 14-hour flight, and the cameras were just like, boom.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
This is exciting because you have such an insight on, you know, the real details of like what goes on.
Yeah, and it's definitely a different perspective.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. Okay. And contrary to popular belief, to some people who out there thought that I kissed Abby's ass in order to get the job.
Whoa!
Listen, if that's what it takes.
I mean,
it's just
no
pure,
judgment here.
It's just pure talent and being at the right place at the right time.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we are very happy for
you,
Tony.
For you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
very
you.
Good. Very
thank
good.
Yes.
And keep all that juicy stuff flowing. Mostly,
I will.
You spend some quality time with the girls.
You gotta
let us know.
Yeah, you guys gotta check out Tony's Instagram, because he has a lot of photos, sneaky peek type photos, behind the scenes photos that are really, really cute.
Yeah, they are very cute. And little Mackenzie was always cute. She always made sure that I was always on the van. So she would always go, is Tony
serious?
Here? And I go, I'm here. And she's like, okay. So they're all very sweet. All very sweet girls.
Hey, we're going to talk about that girl a lot tonight.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and before we get into the episode, I want to apologize to all the viewers out there. I said a naughty word last week, and I didn't mean anything by it. So I'm sincerely sorry.
What was it?
I don't want to repeat it, but it started with an R.
So, that word.
Yeah.
I did see the comments about that.
Yeah. So I would never want to offend anybody, and it was just joking.
Yeah.
I mean, I was, I was talking about something silly.
Listen, things happen. You apologize for it. We're human, so
That's true.
Sorry, guys. Things happen. We all say things
that
happen. Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into the episode.
Let's do it.
All right, Mackenzie's Time to Shine, season 5, episode 135,625, and we are...
And you got a whole lot more.
Yeah, I don't know if season 5 is going into 2018, or what's happening, but I heard that we're only a fourth of the way through the season.
I mean, this is where they are, is right before they went to L.A., or when they went to L.A., and then before Australia, and now after, so you got a long way.
We got a long ways to go.
The LA trip that we're going to see now, is that the one when they were here?
That was, when they were here, right before the Australia trip.
All right.
Yeah, or before, they went to Ireland first and then Australia. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So a big kind of scenario of this episode is that Maddie is out. She is in New York City filming
SNL
Saturday Night Live with Sia.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa gets on camera and is talking about how it sucks that she's not with New York City with Maddie. And then she's like, oh, well, I have to be here with the team. And what's my other daughter's name? Oh, yeah, Mackenzie. And it's their last week before L.A., so they want to go out with a bang.
Bang, bang.
They want to have a win under their belt.
Yeah.
And Abby congratulates the team for a really clean sweep. But she does side that everybody should be thrilled that she's in Pennsylvania with them and not in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, Abby likes to do the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, well, we all do.
I want to do fangirling out hardcore at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah.
So we know that.
Yeah. Well, we all want to do fun things, but business comes first, right?
This is true. This is true.
And, the numbers outweigh there a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a team to one person. So
I think it was good that she stuck in Pittsburgh and helped out the team.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. It shows good support.
Do you have some insight, then, on who would be with Maddie in New York City?
I don't know who was with Maddie.
Like, does she have a handler, or there's Abby's not there and her mom's not there?
That I do not know, unless Melissa's current husband went. I'm not sure. Or maybe she went by herself.
That's crazy. That blows my mind. But
I doubt she went by herself. I'm sure she had somebody with her.
I mean, I'm sure if she went you know, she has some sort of someone with her, you know, along the way, because mm-hmm. she's very recognizable, but
she needs protection.
Yeah, yeah. Her and Sia have a great relationship, so, you know.
She's probably with Sia's people.
Yeah, they're just hanging out. They're staying in the same hotel room.
Can you imagine what it's like to walk through, well, you can imagine.
I can imagine.
Walk through an airport with Maddie? It must be like a, did you hear a lot of screaming?
Let's just say, and I hate to keep referring back to the trip, but I got a dose of what their life is like.
Very cool.
People knew where we were going to be as far as, like, airports, where we were staying. Hotel. There were times where I didn't even know what hotel we were staying at. I just got in the car, and, you know, they were like, we're going to the hotel. I was like, great. And there were people there. You know, there were people who missed school to come and, like, see us off and, like, cheer and stuff. So, yeah, so, I mean,
Naughty Aussie fans.
Right. Even in Australia, like, the show has a huge following. Yeah.
One of my tweeting friends tweeted me a video of some inside things that were going on. Mm-hmm. So this girl, Australian girl, made this whole video of, like, what was going on, and then Jill and Melissa were up on stage, like, kind of going with the mic and having, like, such a good time. It was great. They're very big fans out there.
Huge fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
So back to our episode. Mm-hmm. Our pyramid's a little bit different. They're calling it a chorus line style pyramid, which I didn't really get. But Abby asked the girls to grab their headshots, and she's going to put them in the order of their competition. So Kendall and JoJo are at the bottom because they got their third. Followed by Nia and Mackenzie. And then she talks about how it was silly because she's like, Mackenzie's her best doesn't extend to the other end of the room. I'm like, well, she's not full grown yet, woman.
Right.
Well, I think what it was, we've seen Mackenzie as like the little Mackenzie.
Little, you know? And now she needs to
like little snag-a-tooth, little Mackenzie. And now I think that she's getting older, so it's now at that point where, you know, you kind of want to push her to be, you know, not the cute little girl anymore, but more of a better dancer. Yeah, so we're trying to get her there.
Get her there, right. And then this whole situation with Nia, I believe that Abby was trying to compliment her, but she talks about how she has grown as a dancer, and I was like, yes!
Oh, I know! I thought, oh my gosh, she's complimenting Nia.
And then she goes on to say how Nia uses her assets to draw attention from her flaws.
Her personality.
She just kind of went on and on. And
it was a backhanded compliment.
It was a backhanded compliment.
But a compliment nonetheless.
Take it. But, you know, we all do that. When we know that we, in a performance where something's a little, you do something to, you know, to kind of cover it up a little bit so that it's not so obvious, you know? So
Well, and that's a technique that performers need to learn and know.
Yeah.
You're not going to be perfect at everything all the time. And
I agree with that, but she didn't make any mistakes last week. You know, she was just talking about her assets over her weaknesses. We all have weaknesses. Know them.
Unless she said something about straining her legs.
Knees were straight.
She's talking about her legs and her feet in general speaking. Yeah. But just if you're going to give the compliment, then give the compliment. Yeah. But
overall, Nia did great.
Yeah. And
she's always been a very, very, very hard worker.
Speaking of Nia, I have a video to show everybody.
Amazing.
And my friend on Twitter sent it to me. And it's really exciting. You got that video, Marissa?
Oh, are we going to watch it now?
Yeah.
Was this? Oh, I was there for this.
Yeah. It's Nia performing at a concert. Look at that.
It's unbelievable.
I was over here in the corner.
I mean, that is impressive.
I mean, just to let everyone know, from here on out, I will be referring to Nia as Baby Beyonce.
Exactly. You know what?
That was actually my thought, too. I mean, she had that. I went on and on about how good her weave looked. And how she had the fans and the hair
amazing,
was blowing.
It's amazing, that hair. And the way they dressed. To me, I just see it all coming together in a way that I couldn't have even envisioned for Nia. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, yeah, she can totally dance.
Yeah, look at those dancers.
She's singing.
Yeah, and then little JoJo comes out. It's really, it's just really fantastic.
I also think That's so, just great choreography for her.
Yes,
you know, have we been talking about, like, why is Abby giving her this choreography that's, like, not showing her off? And to see her body doing that is really
fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah, we didn't know she could do that.
Yeah, I've known that she could do that from that dance-off that they had in L.A. She popped some booty on that time,
she's got some sass to her. Yeah, that was choreographed by Mikey Minden.
Well, we like Mikey Minden.
And it was assisted by
he's the Pussycat Dolls choreographer, right? Or was?
I think so.
When there was Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah. But it was, I was very happy and excited for Nia when I saw the performance. It was definitely different seeing it live. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was just focused. She was in her zone. She was in her element. JoJo came out with her sass. And
so cute.
It was great. It was great. And I think you'll definitely see that in an upcoming episode.
Yeah. It's amazing what good choreography will do. You know, she was so on it, so confident. Mm-hmm. It was on point.
Yeah. I'm really excited, too, because you know how we're living in this world of, like, Abby Lee and the dance company and, you know, Maddie being the person who's out front. And now I can see how, well, wait, just because you're not Maddie doesn't mean you can't split off and be little baby Beyonce. Like, there's a different path for these girls. You know, JoJo might have her own path, and, you know, Kendall might have her own path.
So all amazing, amazing opportunities now and in their future.
Mm-hmm. Tony, I have to ask you, it seems like Nia and JoJo have a special friendship going on. Did you see that when you were with them?
Yes, I did.
Though I sent something right there. Tell us those details.
What?
Hey, is Tony more speechless? Is he?
Oh my God.
He's almost blushing.
We also observed last week that maybe there's something going on between Maddie and Kalani that's not so great.
No, Maddie and Kalani are
good.
Are good.
Okay.
Editing.
Like Holly said in past episodes, there is a clear divide of the moms. There's Jess and Holly, and there's Jill, Kira, Melissa.
Yeah.
Who am I leaving?
The Pact.
Out? Is that it? Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
So there is a clear divide, and I saw it, but.
But it maybe has more to do with the moms than it does with JoJo and Nia, or.
Saw the show.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Okay,
you don't want to talk to her.
Okay, for you. Back to the show. Kalani was on the top of the pyramid only because Maddie wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and the girls are heading to World Class Talent Experience in Ohio.
I don't know if you can have a world class experience in Ohio.
It looks so cold there. How do people survive in that weather? I mean, I grew up in Missouri, so I kind of know, but I mean, I moved away.
I wouldn't have been able to survive.
The stage looked nice, though. Mm-hmm. The backdrop was really nice, and the surface looked nice to dance on.
So, Abby reminds the girls that Kathy will be out for blood. She's got this new team, which was, they say, handpicked by Abby. She's got a great team of girls coming up. And
Stars and co-stars.
Yeah, JoJo and Mackenzie are awarded solos. JoJo and Mackenzie are awarded solos.
Yay.
And the group routine is a different style. It's a jazz funk.
Yeah. Which I like when they do fun stuff.
I do too.
It gets you outside of like the norm and just gets you doing something completely different. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, the Spice Girls are completely different.
That's what I thought. I mean, I know they say they win with lyrical, but I like to be a little surprised, and it's sassy. So like, bring it.
It's what I really, really, really wanted, guys.
Touche! Pa-da-bum.
Chrissy, tell us what you want, what you really, really want.
Yes.
Right now, I could use some taquitos and fruit punch.
Oh, my goodness. Those are so horrible for you, Tony. No taquitos.
I'll do it.
They've got GMO and preservatives.
Oh, that's the mommy coming out of you.
No, that's the nutritionist girl.
The nutritionist girl. Well, listen, my nutrition says taquitos and fruit punch.
No. Well, I have a question. Do you think that this is the right week to change up their beloved lyrical going up against the Candy Apples? Is this the right week? Because a lot of the moms are upset about that.
I have a theory about this.
Yes.
Because I really wonder why Abby would put this kind of dance up against what she knows is going to be probably a pretty good lyrical dance.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking it maybe came from production or somewhere where they were like, you know, it has to be close once. Like, you have to do something that's maybe not quite as good so that maybe Kathy can at least be a close second.
Yeah.
You know, there's something off here. There's no way Abby would have sent this dance in to go up against against those girls and the candy apples.
So you think she was setting the girls up for failure? In a way.
Yeah, maybe not her on purpose so much, but...
Well, yeah. Because Jill really tries to rally behind the moms that Abby would only save the Lyricals for when Maddie is around.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Listen, they won last week against the Candy Apples. Why not change it up just a little bit and do something different? And if you could win with something different, then, you know.
And I'm not sure, in my opinion, they deserve to get second because to the Candy Apples on this one.
Yeah.
But because I really like the dance. But, you know, Abby really set this week up as, this is your challenge, guys. Can you win without Maddie?
Mm-hmm. When hasn't that been the challenge?
Yeah, right? Exactly. You know? That's always the challenge.
And it was also about doing something a little more L.A. and playing a role and being that character and, you know, becoming Sporty Spice.
Being L.A. ready.
Yeah.
Exactly. And in Ohio, Kathy wants to be ALDC ready. So she's taking her little protégés trying to mold them into what she thinks
what
they should be.
I
used to like Kathy because she was much more positive than Abby, and then she's just gone to
craziness.
She's just horrible. The things that she said this episode are absolutely horrendous.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Tony, we came up with the idea last week that Kathy was acting like a barking dog. Yes. Like a little barking dog.
Yes.
So it's been really fun on Twitter and on the message boards this week. I said, you guys, if Kathy was a dog, and I don't mean this in a vicious way, I'm being playful with it, but if she was a dog, what kind of dog she would be? So keep telling me what your opinions, you guys. But so far, the two top contenders are...
I hope one is a Chihuahua.
A Chihuahua.
I knew that was coming.
And a Corgi. A lot of people think she's like a Corgi.
Well, I like that better because I feel like a Chihuahua is insulting to my dog, Barney, who I love very much, and is a Chihuahua. And is
you're
not...
taking this personally.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Now when you look at your dog, you'll see Kathy.
He's
all right. I don't know. Kathy has been trying to be an ALDC for the longest time, and it's you know, maybe if she gets a steady team, then it can happen.
If she can keep these girls,
You know, create a team. Like, stop flip flopping and having people in and out and moving this and moving that around. Create a team. Mm-hmm.
They need unity. Yes. They need to know that they belong to her to work for her.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only. I feel like if two seasons ago we had a steady Kathy team, then definitely when Abby and Kathy come together, then it's kind of like, ooh, which team is going to win? Because ALDC dance beautifully together. Mm-hmm. Kathy is hit or miss, depending on who the guest star and the co-stars are.
You can tell that they haven't been a team.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can tell.
She always does something abstract that just it isn't going to win. I don't think she knows what she's doing. We discussed that.
Well, we're going to talk about their number stand-up.
Yeah. Well, in rehearsals, poor Mackenzie, Abby is hoping that this episode, this competition, she will outshine her sister. And this whole thing, who is Mackenzie? And I just thought it was just really sad.
But I get it. Because when you have a sister that's so in the forefront like that, you tend to kind of not have your own identity. You become, you know,
Ashley
Maddie's
Simpson and Solange Knowles.
Yes, you become Beyonce's little sister, or you know, or Jessica Simpson's little sister, and
Britney Spears' little sister.
Right,
and the list goes on.
And
so
on.
It's about, like, it's kind of like tough love, is what you're saying,
right?
Yeah,
it's kind of like, you know, finding your own individual niche and knowing who you are, so that way when you step out into the forefront, you're no longer, you know, the little sister of, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like with twins too. Look at Tia and Tamara. You know, they were. It was always Tia and Tamara. And now we're seeing them do their own individual things, and we're starting to see them as individuals.
We still can't tell them apart, but they are
the
I can tell them apart.
Yeah, one has the mole, which is Tamara. Tamara has the mole. Tia does not have the mole.
Well, I have to tell you what really agitated me about all this was Melissa and Mackenzie having such a problem. Like, I hate when she compares me to Maddie. She does that to everyone on the team constantly.
Constantly.
It's always about, you're not winning like Maddie. You're not dancing like Maddie. Your face isn't like like Maddie. She's getting the same treatment as everyone else on the team.
Yeah. Man, I love Maddie, and her talents are amazing, but she wasn't even in the episode, and we heard so much from her name, and that's what irritated me. I'm like, why can't we just focus on who's in this episode?
Mm-hmm. But I will say this. When Abby talked about the beginning of Dance Moms, it has not changed since the beginning. Mm-hmm. Every parent and student who went into audition or interview for Dance Moms, Melissa and Maddie kept coming up mm-hmm. in each conversation. So things haven't changed even 5 seasons later.
No, I actually have been watching those early seasons on Netflix now. Yeah. And it's all about Maddie. Yeah. It's comparing. It's exactly the same.
Yeah,
and shout out to Rister21. I do not think that Kathy is worse than Abby. That's not what I was saying.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just saying she used to be pretty decent and now she's terrible as well. So I'm not comparing.
She's a different kind of terrible. Her Agreed. Antics are
too much. That last 5 seconds
the whole
at the end.
The end of the show was vicious.
She trains her camp to be like that. Oh, mm-hmm. let's go in the room and let's share our
victory.
It's
horrible.
Yeah. And Abby and that group never does that.
Right.
Never. They never have that interaction. They never rub a win in their face. They do it in the privacy of their pyramid.
Privacy.
We beat the candy apples. Yay! Cheer. Yeah. But Kathy makes a point to go in the dressing room and, you know, have the cake and although that cake looked good, though.
Yeah, I did. I was like, I'll take the frosted corner.
Yeah. I think we're all hungry tonight. We'd like to know what you guys are eating out there. Is anyone eating right now?
Can someone please share it?
Please, we're hungry.
Yeah.
What about Abby's comment when Mackenzie misses a step and she retorts that maybe homeschool isn't working for Maddie?
Let's talk about that for a second.
But then Melissa retorts saying that academically Mackenzie is smarter than Maddie. Wow.
She said educationally.
Educationally.
So I don't think either one of them got it from Melissa either way. Let's just say that.
What?
But this was one time where Melissa actually did stand up to Abby and say, hey, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Which I thought was great. I thought Mackenzie, you know, sometimes when you have a lot of focus on you, Mackenzie said, I'm thinking too much. That was her reply to Abby. Yeah.
She was nervous.
She just had a lot of people focusing on her. She was trying to get it in her body, right?
Yeah, she was the one a couple episodes ago that was in two group numbers and two duets.
Yeah.
And her brain is on point. I think she just got nervous because so much focus is on her.
Sometimes you just have a brain fart. Like, sometimes you know, you can need to say something as simple as your name, and you're just like, and you're not even drunk.
Oh, isn't that true?
Oh, kids, do not drink and drive, and do not text and drive.
Speaking of.
Wait till you're 21.
speaking of.
Amen.
Yes. Rotor 13's eating tortilla chips right now. Caitlin Heffington is eating Girl Scout cookies.
Ooh, we want some Caitlin.
Still? I mean, Girl Scout cookies are over with.
Right, those don't last in my house.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
My husband bought too many and I threw them out.
I did.
Because I cannot have that in the house.
Well, let me tell you something. The next time, this is what you do. You pack up all them, you put them on the table outside the studio, and everybody will come get them.
Oh, okay.
Can't be throwing away.
I know. Was only a box and a half.
Maddie Alex 187 is talking
better
about
than those coconut ones.
Samosas are. Samosas. Aren't those the
Samoas?
Samoas.
Samoas.
Samosa. Now I'm thinking about drinking. Whoops. Don't drink and don't drive.
Mm-hmm. Wait till you're 21.
And don't throw away your Girl Scout cookies.
Exactly. Sorry. Sorry. I mean, my goodness.
Oh,
I just had a heart attack.
Pizza.
Who's eating pizza?
Rister 21.
Oh, I want to be your friend. Hi, Rister 21.
Hi, Maddie Alex 187.
We'll tweet you the address of the studio. You can have one delivered.
All right.
Okay, so poor little Mackenzie, but she got through it.
She did it.
We knew she would.
But what about her saying one child smarter than the other academically? Like, is that, I'm not okay.
She was trying, everyone was getting on her for not standing up for Mackenzie.
I know. So
she just took it just a little bit too far.
She just was awkward at that point. It was strange.
Yeah, well, she's not used to standing up to Abby or speaking her piece or standing up for her daughter, so she doesn't really know how to do it very well.
Okay.
Well, you know?
Enough said. Thank
you. Yeah, right? And in Mackenzie's defense, remembering choreography was always my weakest point, too.
Yeah.
As soon as she forgot that, I was like, oh, good. It made me feel a little better. I'm like, these girls always just have it down so pat.
These girls amaze me.
Yeah.
They amaze me.
It takes me a minute to, like, let choreography sink into my body. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a weird learner. Like, I will stand and kind of, and I'm just like, oh, I can't get it. But then all of a sudden, it's like, boom, got it. What's next?
Instinct. Mm-hmm. Wow, cool.
But these girls, mm-hmm. your brain learns to pick up like that. Mm-hmm. It takes practice.
Yeah.
I know, their brain muscle.
They're used to doing it in 2 days.
Yeah. So much.
Mm-hmm. I remember if I had not gone to dance class in like a month or two, I was like scared to go back. Mm. So it does. Mm. Well, we are at the competition. And I wasn't even going to talk about the whole mom situation beforehand.
What mom situation?
The candy apples and coming, the drama. No.
What kind of person takes pride in that sort of behavior? Is just what I always think. Every time Kathy does anything, she's got her old parade behind her. It's like, who thinks it's cute to do that? Like, that just says a lot about her to me.
It's when you want the attention. Everyone is mm-hmm. standing in line basically to see the ALDC, and you have to create your own.
Yeah, and it's gross. It's so desperate. It's
well,
so gross.
It's Kathy.
And to have that much focus on, there's so much focus for Kathy on Abby. And Abby and her girls and what they're doing, instead of focusing on herself mm-hmm. and her girls and how they did well. It's like, let's go in there and be proud. We're the candy apples. No, instead, we're worried about taking down the ALDC.
You know why she can't focus on her girls?
Why?
Because they're never the same ones.
Well, she's giving Abby, like, a lot of props. You know, she's basically letting Abby, like, run her life, going and getting this new team. And
well, she should give Abby her props. She found all her dancers through Abby.
That's true.
So props to Abby for the dancers.
Yeah. I'm gonna get really deep on you guys right now, because this is a perfect analogy. I think I heard this quote once, and it said something like, someone else's success mm-hmm. does not influence your own. So in other words, why are you jealous of Abby? Mm-hmm. Why are you putting all this focus on what she is and wanting to beat her? Why don't you focus on your own success and your own team? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that applies here.
Yeah.
I think that happens a lot in life. Like when you get jealous of somebody, that you focus so much on them. When you, yeah. it's like, just focus on yourself and what you have.
You know
do
why
yourself.
She can't, you know why she can't focus on her team?
Why is that?
Why?
Because they're never the same people.
Oh my God.
Oh.
All right. Well, we're at the competition.
She should. Now, she was smart. Candy would call you and have you come, like, consult.
She's going to try to steal you from Abby.
Yeah.
Oh, you better be ready
for
that.
We're giving her an idea.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you. Listen.
If your phone rings and it says,
no. What if she offers you pizza?
Yeah.
Would you do it for
all
pizza?
Right. We got to push along so we don't run out of time. We are at the competition.
But before that, the girls didn't know who the Spice Girls were, and that made me sad.
Right.
Well, they're young.
They are young, but they're
they
so,
like
they're
they
so inspirational. They're such good performers. They were so girl power. Like, I feel like they had such an effect on my whole psyche at the age of 12, being like, yeah, girl power.
Okay.
And the fact that these girls don't know that just made me a little sad.
But realize now, we're looking at these girls like our parents looked at us when we were growing up, when we didn't know the people that they grew up with and the songs and the sounds.
Yeah.
And we're looking at them like, who's that? I remember sitting next to someone who was 19, and I mentioned something about Motown, and they were like, what's Motown? And I was like, oh my God, I'm old.
Right.
I am old. I'm officially old.
Well, you know, the cycle goes on. So it's like my mom going, yeah, when we would go to the dance on Friday night and Chuck Berry was playing, and, you know, like you have to learn those things. But
exactly.
You know what? We just need to educate the younger people.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because they should know
go
about
get your girl
Spice
power,
Girls.
Ladies.
Yes.
Girl power.
I love the Spice Girl dance. Are we to that yet?
We could be, but we got to talk about Mackenzie first. And she seems very nervous about her solo.
Yeah.
Yes, because she's had like two, and JoJo's had like six.
That's true.
That's right.
That's
true. Yeah. But I mean, but Mackenzie is a very natural performer. So there should be no reason why she was nervous. She's good.
She's good. Yeah.
She seemed totally confident on stage to me.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like she felt that, like, I got it. Yes. I'm performing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the costume, are we there yet?
Yeah.
And the costume was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Although
I loved it.
There was a bit disconnect for me. I was like, why is she a bird? Like, I don't know.
She's an
Did
owl.
Did you hear that? It was who? Who are you?
She's an owl.
Who? I get it now.
It's a little cheese ball.
It's very cheese ball.
I had to watch it twice to get that.
Well, I
got it right away, but I wasn't going to, like...
I guess with her tricks, she was kind of, like, flying around.
Yes,
like an owl, right?
Although, I will say, I love the little roundabout things that she does.
Yeah, me too.
But it's time to get rid of it.
Oh! We've seen it enough times.
Yeah.
Would you classify? Remember, I think Jill afterwards said she has her tricks.
Yes, Jessalyn said it's true. You can have some tricks in your pocket, but sometimes you gotta, you know, rearrange the purse a little bit. So I think it's time to rearrange the purse. Yes.
There wasn't a lot of dancing in her routine.
It was tricks heavy.
I realized it was an acro routine, but it was like trick central. She's a gorgeous girl. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like that costume. I thought that it detracted from her face. It was like way too much down here. So I knock off my headphones, and then her costume, like, it didn't like lengthen out her legs. I didn't really care for it.
Yeah, to her she did look extra short or something, and I think maybe a different costume would have helped that.
I think
brown,
so too.
Brown tights.
That little girl is just growing into her body. In the next 4 years, she's going to be a totally different young lady.
That's true.
How old is she, Tony?
That's a good question.
She's 10, I believe. Yeah, I was just reading them today.
Well, they always have Mackenzie doing acro, it seems like. I mean, I know that's what she's good at, but...
Strong point.
Yeah. Okay, all right. What about JoJo? The opposite of Mackenzie. Yeah. Really pushing it. She wants to impress everybody. She wants to impress Abby and the team and hold her spot. I'm really impressed.
For me, feel like JoJo was trying to impress. I think she was doing what JoJo does. And JoJo just has a very natural sass and fierceness to her. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't mean impress in like she needs to, like in a bad way, but she just was like really like all guns armed.
She came out of that first turn and just hit.
I love that part.
Very intense.
Star quality is just what comes to mind when I watch her. It's everyone's always saying, oh, it's just people who just have that certain something. And whatever that is, that's what you get when JoJo gets on stage.
It's that thing that makes you go, I want to know what you're doing, and I'm glued into what you're doing because there's something about you that I just can't take my eyes off of.
It's very cool.
It's something about when she commands the stage.
She commands the stage. Yeah. Yeah, she does. Yeah. She's very strong.
And I thought the performance overall was amazing. I thought she was strong. She was intense. I thought the outfit and the makeup looked great on her.
I did
and
too.
She had just enough sass to where it wasn't too sassy. Mm-hmm.
So there
she's
are some
to reel the sass in a little bit, I feel like, and pull it out when it's necessary.
When it's necessary.
Instead of just being sassy all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are some people like Zoe Brown who feel that the pants were really distracting. Mm. There were a little bit of that MC Hammer
pants. I thought
they
were perfect.
I thought it took me into the realm. It was so like current and
funky, like getting down to business.
Yeah, those are very dancer look, and especially in LA, a lot of dancers wear the drop crotch type of pants. So it's very in.
Hammer time, LOL.
We just call them MC Hammer pants.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there it is.
Oh, yeah, there she is.
Thanks, Marissa.
That might be that moment I was talking about.
Yes. That is the moment. Fantastic.
Oh, my God. I wish we had the photo of Beyonce when she was in the Super Bowl and she was making like those weird faces. I think that's very much what JoJo is giving right now.
We'll have to put together a little
side by side.
Like it.
And how about the ALDC's performance? The Spice
Girls.
Now is the time to discuss.
Okay, well, my thing, because I'm kind of character driven, which is why I love JoJo so much, but I loved to see each girl play a different persona. Mm-hmm. I loved that.
Yeah.
I really liked the choreography. I love seeing them doing something different. They were on it. They seemed like they weren't like dressed up enough for me. You know, Kalani just had, I get she's Sporty Spice, but she just had a pair of, you know, sweats on and the headband. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like you need to like dress to impress, and they don't really have to have the lyrical thing, but.
Yeah, Kendall had a wig on in the dressing room that was so posh and so perfect. And somewhere between the time once they were leaving the dressing room when they showed her doing that, she didn't have it on anymore. So I don't know if they couldn't secure it or what it was. She also was wearing a dress in the dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
So I don't know if these seem like kind of an afterthought to me a little bit. Like JoJo and Jessalyn did a great job.
For me, remembering the Spice Girls, This is exactly how they looked. You know, Sporty wasn't too blinged out or anything like that. Like
I don't remember them.
That was how she
I don't really relate to them because I don't remember them. I don't remember all their
Well, this is, you're not girl, I mean, this is Candace? Like, it, this is like an exact, like, replica of how they were. Mm-hmm. JoJo as Baby Spice was, she was very much that with the pigtails. Perfect. And everything. Mm-hmm. This is actually something that Ginger Spice would wear, mm-hmm. is that little.
And it looks so good dress. In the middle, mm-hmm. yeah. didn't it? Like, yeah. it's kind of like a. Mm.
And then Posh always had that kind of clean, sleek. Like, sleek look to her, which Black. She's definitely pulling off here. And this is definitely Mel B's back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, sort of thing. So I think they overall they hit the look spot on.
Yeah, you knew who they were supposed to be the second they walked out for sure.
Yeah, no question about that. But the performance itself, I thought was fun. Mm-hmm. It was energetic. I think they were into it and they were into their characters and who they were supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And just like any other lyrical or contemporary, you know, dance that they did, they were still together. Mm-hmm. They always performed beautifully together. And I think with this, they just had fun. Like, it wasn't so serious, you know, like it usually is.
Where so, like, poised and, like, perfected. Mm-hmm. I feel, you know, usually, like, everything has a place and a place with everything. But they got to, like, show out more this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I really liked Mackenzie's lip syncing at the end.
That was really cute.
That was very cute. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There
with me.
Yeah. Okay, what about the candy apples? Christy's face.
So I thought that it was very ALDC.
Yes.
But they missed the mark for me because because they haven't danced with each other for so long.
It was so clear.
I thought that it really could have been a very beautiful, powerful dance. But there were times where it was a little sloppy. Mm-hmm. There was one dancer that was a little late or a little ahead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something about when you see the ALDC, it's like when they have a jump, they're all jumping, you know? And with this, it was kind of like they all jump and one was like, oh, wait, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I thought the dance was very ALDC.
Yeah. For me. Mm-hmm. That stood out glaringly, though, to me as well, that they just didn't seem like they were on. Like, they were all doing the same dance, but not quite at the exact same time.
Yeah.
And one girl was just, like, a little bit too short and small and couldn't quite keep up to be out there, and it just... It was a dance that shouldn't be messy and just seemed a little bit off here and there. And I wasn't impressed.
And see, I was looking at, to me, the red costumes, although they were really beautiful, it did not link up to me with the music. Like, still, I couldn't quite grasp the story as like a whole, like a story that flowed together.
Yeah.
So that's what distracted me the most. What did you think?
My take on it was, each of those girls are trying to impress Abby so much that they were more concerned with their performance and, like, showing out rather than being one unit. I felt like at times I was watching, like, some different soloists rather than one.
That's a really good point
because it's probably true.
Yeah, because they have they're so upset with Abby. She's, you know, upset them and said this and that, and they want to be on her team.
Agreed. Don't go asking somebody's advice if you don't want it.
Seriously.
I mean, listen, they went to that open call knowing how Abby she was going to be. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, don't be surprised if she says something off the wall. Abby says stuff as if, and I mean, I'm not defending everything that she says, so before you guys go buzzing in the chat room, but it's kind of like when you say something, you have that feeling like, ooh, I feel like I offended you. Abby says something, and it's like, what? It's true. You know what I mean? Like, well, she's that type of person.
I think she did that with the ear comment. That was...
Yes.
Can we talk about that? That was pretty hard.
I feel like it was harsh, but I feel like it was a dig. You know, when someone has poked you enough and you have to find that one thing that you know about them that's going to irritate them. Mm. And I think that's what it was. And she didn't direct it to the kid. She directed it to the mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was like, get her ears fixed.
Now, can we talk really harsh for a minute? In the world of Hollywood?
Yeah. Oh, the world of Hollywood is very harsh.
So no, honestly, guys. So let's talk as four people who live in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
In Hollywood, that's probably would be advice that a lot of people would give to that girl's mom about her ears.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't say it probably even as nicely as Abby did.
And if I'm going to be even more honest, no, I haven't had my ears pinned. Mm-hmm. But I had a friend who did. Because one of the things
I have one.
One of the things that people kept telling him was, you should just pin him back just a little bit. You should do it. And when he told me he was getting it done, I looked at him like, I was like, that's stupid. Like, why would you do that? And then he got him done, and I was like, I don't see a difference. But he felt like there was a difference. But when you're in an industry where it's about your looks, and it's that little thing that you can do to make that picture pop, or you
then pop why more. Wouldn't you do it?
And these moms have such a problem with hearing this stuff. When they're putting their daughters in these situations, they're trying to make their daughter a star. Well, if your daughter is a star, she's going to be criticized constantly about the way she looks and everything else.
And I'm pretty sure the four of us know exactly what it feels like to be criticized when you're doing something.
True.
I know exactly what it feels like. Yep. It doesn't feel too awfully good, but
there are some people watching who criticize us all the time.
Yes. I disagree.
And a whole lot of people who send us love, too.
Yes. Whenever there's one negative comment, there are five love comments.
Yeah. Before we move on, I gotta say, I disagree with the, I feel like Lifetime should, you know, shame on Lifetime for even airing that comment. And I think it's disrespectful and untrue, because you should never say something like that to a young child. I think they're insecure enough. And it was just such a dig at the mom and a dig at the kid, and it just showed her, like, barbaric nature. I mean, in a way, they asked for it because they come in with the cake and this and that. Yeah. But to say that to a young kid is just unheard of. It's just.
Listen, you're speaking from the mom's perspective.
Yeah, and you wouldn't subject your daughter to that.
No.
If you wouldn't want her to hear those kind of things.
I feel like you would never take your child to the ALDC.
Right.
Well, I mean, I've been almost in the ALDC in that, like, kind of situation with, like, bad things said to me. I've had lots of different things said to me, but I wasn't that young as that kid. You know, I was in my, you know, later on.
Well, when I was in the fifth grade, my fifth grade teacher told
me. Here we go.
Yeah, she told me, she was like, you know what, you should stick to acting and not sing.
Well, you guys.
It was honest.
Yeah, but you know
and
what?
It stuck like, with me, but she was actually right.
No, like, no, she's not. Like, you can't take no for an answer. Do you know how many actors have been, you know, said don't act or don't do this or find a different job? Like, you have to go with what you want.
But they discovered that they do have the talent to act. So those things are true. Mm. I don't have the talent to sing. And I still don't have the talent to sing. I feel like I can hold the note, but I'm not like an Usher or a Jason Derulo.
Right.
But,
right.
You know.
Right, but you're also not a 12-year-old girl, who's probably self-conscious of her ears anyway. She's a beautiful girl, great body, great dancer. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she'll discover that. Like, for instance, I have, like, really curly hair, like, ringlet. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, that stuff doesn't fly in the, you know, modeling, dancing world. So I found that out the hard way on my own, but I found it on my own, and I'm glad that somebody wasn't like, you know, you're never going to make it with that hair or, you know.
You know what's so weird to hear? That you do have that hair, but that hair is so prevalent now because, like, more, they're all in the big fro and it's flowing and things like that.
Well, so. I ain't showing up next week with a big fro.
I think you should.
So.
Or at least with a photo.
Well, anyway, I just, like.
But it is interesting. It's kind of like, are you doing the girl?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got to wrap up in like 5 minutes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
We got to get to some things then.
Yeah, we got to get to the awards, first of all. Yes. Mackenzie second, JoJo first. Woo!
Woo! Yay!
JoJo is hungry. And yes,
no
Mackenzie is a legacy.
She's strong. She's intense. Kenzie's trained well, but JoJo's fancy.
Yeah. Groups second, ALDC first, Candy Apples.
Yeah. Well, you know, things happen.
Yes. Can't win them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
I mean, who knows? It could have been a different competition, a different set of judges, and the thing could have been reversed. Mm-hmm. Just like
Abby's
with any other place.
Abby's face when the candy apples were announced first was she thought that they weren't going to place at all if ALDC got second.
Anybody's face drops when it comes to the candy apples.
All right. Anything else we want to say about this episode before we move into news and gossip?
Kathy, have a seat. Several.
Kathy, have a glass, several. And you know who I'm talking about.
Who let the Kathy out?
Who? Who? All right. News and gossip.
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Because actually, Miss Kimberly on Twitter let me know and had a little photo. JoJo didn't actually get first place at this competition.
What?
She scored a 285.4. The winner was a girl named Brady, or a guy maybe named Brady, and had a 286.3. So if you look up the results for this competition, it says that Mackenzie was third, JoJo was second, and this girl was first.
No.
So do whatever you may with that, but there's more.
Seems a little weird. Why would they announce it like that? Yeah.
Well, for the show.
There's more to that story.
Yeah, dig into it, people. Let us know what you think.
Yes.
Also, of course, Abby and the girls were at the Kids' Choice Awards on Saturday. They won for Best Reality Show.
Yay! It was so cute.
Miss Chloe was there as well with her mother. So Christy and Abby were in the same building.
Ooh.
Our Twitter followers were kind of wondering if we thought Chloe should have gotten up and accepted the award with the girls. So that's interesting. I wouldn't have really blamed her. She would have just gone running up there.
Nah.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Chloe's too tactful. She's too tactful.
There's too much there. That would be like Paige and Brooke getting up there too.
Yeah, it could be a whole legal issue.
Yeah.
Well, we will be seeing more of Abby in LA because she is now finally opening ALDC LA.
Yes,
yay!
It's currently being built. It's being built. And I've seen photos. I heard that they're each. Don't be mad, Abby, she's okay. She'll let me tell this. Like, each room has a different, like, LA theme, so there's like an Oscar, like an Emmy type of thing, and there's a recording studio in there as well.
Awesome.
You can actually go by and see it. It's somewhere under the 405, like
in
that area.
Santa Monica, right?
Yeah.
Well, you might be able to shine some light on this. I read that it was actually in the same studio as where they rehearsed for Dancing with the Stars.
I don't know that, but I know it's like a big, like when she it's right across from a post office.
Well, Abby has a relationship with Dancing with the Stars. She's been a guest judge and some different things. Mm. Do you think she's gearing up to be a contestant on Dancing with the Stars when the next season starts in September?
Abby herself?
That's why she's putting herself right next to the rehearsal area.
Please give me some row seats for that.
Yes.
Listen,
I don't think so.
I would like to see her move. I would.
I would. Oh my God!
I would.
I think a lot of other people would too.
Yeah,
that's kind of what they need on the show.
Yeah.
Just a little tidbitty. Helen Mirren watches Dance Moms.
Who knew?
She's like a 70-year-old actress. Helen Mirren.
Well, you know,
she's got all the posters sitting up on her shelf, and she turns on Lifetime and watches Dance Moms.
We love it.
Also, a little tidbit, we talked about Elastic Heart last week. When Shia and Maddie did the video, Shia LaBeouf actually feeds the homeless every Sunday in LA, and Abby shared a cute little story that he took Maddie and the girls and Abby along with him to do so, and that the girls were scared at first, but that they had a great experience feeding the homeless with Shia LaBeouf. So that's pretty fabulous.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And Abby's speech at the Kids' Choice Awards did raise some questions. You all have to check that out on YouTube if you want to know what we're talking about. I want to say hello to Anna Johnson, Maura, Tracy, Reality Ashhole, Mima G, Kimberly, Cheerleader for Life, Brandy Lynn, Nicole Sullivan, Allie, Philly T86, and I have a special request for you all out there on behalf of our huge Dance Moms After Show fan, Sarah McCluskey. She wanted you all to remember that tomorrow is Autism Awareness Day, April 2nd. So if you would all wear your blue to commemorate Autism Awareness Day, we'll do that for Sarah McCluskey. So we love you, girl. Thanks for shouting us out.
Yes.
And also, make sure you check out Kendall's Instagram. She just announced a contest for her single art for Wear 'Em Out, which she premiered or she showed last week at Universal City.
Did you end up going?
I did go.
So very cool.
It was great. The video looks really good. I can't wait for you guys to hear the song and see the video. The song won't come out until April 21st on iTunes. I'm not sure when the video is going to be.
There is a video of the video being played at that premiere on YouTube. So if you're really curious and you don't mind low quality, you can check it out. But yeah, make sure you get into that contest, guys.
Yes. You have until April 5th.
Very cool.
You artsy-fartsy folks out there, go ahead and draw something up for Kendall.
Bonus points if you put AfterBuzz in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Totally. I'd like to give a couple shout-outs.
Let's do it.
Andy Houston, thank you so much. Cece, good to hear from you. Ashley Russell. Tajonda Lewis, love to hear what you have to say. And Daniel Pokemon, thanks for contributing to the message boards. We'd love to hear from you guys.
We are about to close it. We have any predictions?
I predict that Abby's going to be on Dancing with the Stars next season.
I predict that it's going to get really exciting in LA and a lot more drama.
I predict Maddie's going to come back.
Yeah. And so then they're going to win.
Yes.
I predict that I'm going to go stand outside the new ADLC dance studio that's being built this week and take a photo for y'all.
Oh, my God. Yes! We're going to do that, please.
Yeah. All right, Christy, where can they find you?
Oh, everybody, please tweet me at Christy Reports and check out some of my Dance Moms videos on my YouTube channel, Christy Reports.
And everyone, you guys can all follow me on all social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, at Lounging with Tony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com. And you girls have been doing a fantastic job holding down the Dance Moms after show.
That means a lot to me.
Thank you.
You guys have been doing a great job.
I knew you'd be fun, but I didn't know you'd be this fun.
This is kind of tame fun.
Yeah. Bring in. Guys, I love talking to you on Twitter and Instagram, at J2Snyder.
Yes, I have a couple shout outs to Nicole Sullivan, Tennessee Inhale, I Am Sarcastic 18, Reality Ashhole, Philly T 86, Sarah McCleskey, Anna Johnson, and Leia Cameron. Thank you all so much for watching. You all can tweet me at Candace_Camacho. Please tweet me some more videos this week. Please check out my YouTube at New Mom, New Wife, New Life. And I actually won't be able to join the panel for the next couple weeks.
Where are you going?
My grandma's sick. She's 96. And I'm going to go see my grandma.
Yes.
I'm going to surprise my sister for her birthday. And she's not watching. She's asleep.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to see Athena on her first Easter egg hunt. So, lots of family stuff.
Yes.
Athena's the only grandchild on my side.
And in case you forgot, Easter is this Sunday, because I keep forgetting.
Yeah. Right. Easter is this Sunday.
Happy
go to
Easter,
church.
Everybody.
Pray for us. Rejoice. All right. All right. Good night, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.